Major League Baseball playoffs, they're getting kind of hot and spicy. A lot of big storylines coming out of the Major League Baseball playoffs. And the most recent one was it last night. The Arizona Diamondbacks and Los Angeles Dodgers played in the division series. They're both NL West divisional opponents. And the Diamondbacks completed the sweep of the Los Angeles Dodgers yesterday. They won 4-2 yesterday and swept that division series. They're moving on to the championship series to play the winner of the Phillies and Braves series. But that series is an interesting one. First off, because the Diamondbacks hit four home runs in the first inning. And that's the first time that's happened in postseason history, from what I understand. So good on them. Also kind of a demonstration of baseball's just, you know, difficulty to make it and to win a World Series. I mean, the Dodgers are consistently good. They're consistently, like, great every year, putting together nearly 100-win teams, if not exceeding, far exceeding teams that, you know, over 100 games, those teams win. So, I mean, they're consistently good, if not great, every season, and yet they've got one World Series during the pandemic to show for it, right? I mean, the teams that make the playoffs, I think, are they're built differently and they're unpredictable, and you never know which team is going to make it all the way or not. So, I mean, when you look at this, I mean, baseball playoffs, I mean, I think they're extra exciting this year just because of all of the regulations that, you know, have been implemented. All of the new rules that keep the game moving, and I think that helps with the excitement. It reduces those stall tactics, which is great. And now we're seeing just some surprising games. Like, and I love some of these upsets. And sometimes I feel bad for the Dodgers. I feel like they're just a parody. They're not going to break it down because they perform well in the regular season every year, but their teams just don't seem like they can last in the playoffs when an underdog comes in and plays with nothing to lose. I think it's what the Diamondbacks did, just as the Padres did the year before. And I forgot that the Dodgers lost to the year before that in 2021, but they did. You know, they didn't win the World Series that year. So they didn't even make it to the championship series in 2021. So, I mean, all of this just observing and watching how these baseball playoffs go and watching how teams perform. We got exciting teams in the playoffs that have moved on. Other than the Astros, I mean, they've been there for seven straight times now, and that kind of makes me want to gag. But, oh well. And then the Texas Rangers, something a little bit new. They haven't made it into the championship series since 2011. And that was the year they went to the World Series, and David Freese of the Cardinals stole Game 6 with a couple big hits and big plays. So, yeah, I mean, it's all really exciting. And part of this is kind of ties into maybe having some optimism for the Pirates to make it in, maybe squeak in as a wild card team next season and really shock the world and blow things up. Because the teams have performed well throughout the regular season. I mean, they get there and they get those advantages of buys and higher status and stuff. But, you know, when it comes down to it, you really never know who could win. And that's the exciting part. And that's why baseball is so cool. I mean, there are other sports that have the same thing. You have upsets, and that's why you watch the games, because there could be upsets. And sometimes there are upsets when a team has nothing to lose and gets on a streak. So it's all possible. And that's just how hard it is to win a World Series. I mean, you know, with that being said, you know, Major League Baseball playoffs are fun. I like seeing them. And, you know, baseball is my favorite sport if you listen to this. So, but especially exciting, too, to see the Diamondbacks make it to the championship series for the first time since 2007. And they hit four home runs in the first inning of that game. Those were the only four runs they scored in the entire game. That's the first time that any team has hit four home runs in a single inning in postseason history, in Major League Baseball postseason history. So, well, it's cool. And I like watching.